How did the practice go here? Just getting ready for the Steelers.
Good. We had a walkthrough practice this morning. That was a physical game on Monday night, and to not even be 48 hours, we didn't want to come out and really do anything with helmets and all that. So we met this morning and had had a walkthrough practice.
Where are you at injury-wise?
Robert Alford did not participate in practice, and if it would have been a full practice today, then Julio Jones and William Moore would not have participated in practice. So they'll be listed as did not participate, and then all the other guys were limited participants.
Smitty, what did the effort mean to you Monday night? I mean, frankly, it was outstanding. I mean, you want to come away with the win, but it was not for a lack of effort. I mean, the guys' bodies were flying around.
Yeah, we were just we were inconsistent in our play, but the effort was outstanding in the second half. And you've got to be pleased with the way that the guys came out in the second half. Very disappointed in the way that we played in the first half. And unfortunately, you don't get participation medals. It's all about winning, but I think it's something that we can definitely build on, and I think we found out that this is a resilient bunch of guys that went out and played played much better football after playing not a very good first half.
Ben Roethlisberger, another guy who's going to give you trouble. Not as elusive, but he's harder to bring down.
Exactly. There's a lot of similarities to the team that we're playing this week, the team we played last week. That quarterback, Ben, will extend plays. He's a guy that is very strong. He doesn't move like Aaron, but he's much stouter and tougher to get on the ground, and we're going to have to make sure that we attack his arm because he'll be able to throw the football when guys are on him. The running back, I believe, is similar to the running back that we face this week. He's a strong guy, 245 pounds, very patient runner. Interesting fact, he's had 200 yards of total offense in two consecutive games. That's the first time any running back has done that and since Walter Payton. And it's been a long time since Walter Payton's played, so that's an impressive number.
Look like the Packers in the first half got a lot of their yards after the catch on check downs.
They did.
That's what you saw, and how do you get better at that?
We got to tackle better, and we've got to leverage the football. There was one specific play in the game that we had three guys that were within 2 yards of the receiver closing well. It would have been a 2 yard gain if we make the tackle and end up having leverage issues and three more missed tackles. So we didn't tackle well in the first half, and it's not just the physical part of the tackling, it was the leveraging the short passes. They wanted to have their running backs involved in the passing game. That was very evident, and I think we'll see the same thing this week. Their running back is one of their top receivers. He gets the ball, not only carrying it, but gets it in the passing game as well.